Hello, Brett.
Back to the kaplop.
Yes, the water kaplop hazard.
Hopefully that's not the Roosters on Friday night.
Why can't we have a rebound off a tree into somebody's knee or something
yes.
with an ouch?
There was a kaplop like there too. One.
What was your penalty for that?
Only two. The Roosters, yes. Yes. Is that right? Eh? Mm. Kaplop, you think, on Friday night?
Well, no, I just said I hope it isn't the way the Roosters
I was going to say, one of us are going to be sad, aren't they? Mm. Should have probably been the grand final, I would have thought. South Sydney, but anyway, it's not going to be, and very happy to see Penrith and four city teams. It's good. It's great.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, let's rip into some golf, shall we?
Yes, please.
Web.com tour finished up on the weekend. That's it for their year in 2014, and we had 13 Aussies in with a chance to get a PGA Tour card. As we've seen, a four series event, the final series. Cameron Percy had a card, as mentioned, and Greg Chalmers was 38th going into the final event on the weekend, and all he needed to do was pretty much just make the cut, and he finishes inside the top 50, gets a card, and off he goes to the PGA Tour again, which is great. But he missed the cut by two, dropped back to 55th and missed out, which is terribly disappointing for him. And also, James Nitti's had a chance, big chance last week. He was up near the lead
I think he shot like 66, 66 or something, and then he...
Yeah, then he fell apart, and actually after 36 holes he was 33rd on the money list, and he was cruising, and then I think he tripled the last and shot 73 on Saturday and then fizzled away, and he missed out as well, so only one Aussie end up getting a card.
It's
Cameron
tough,
Percy.
Isn't it? It's tough.
Oh, mate, it's brutal. So their next tournament now is Q School, web.com Q School in early December, so most of those blokes will be teeing up there. Some of them will have some status, like Chalmers being 126th to 150th on this year's money list. So he'll get some starts next year, but very limited. So what else have I got? Royal and Ancient. Oh, you probably would have heard about this.
Yeah, did it get through?
It did. 85% of 2,400 members of the R&A voted for women to be allowed as members at St Andrews. And over 240 years since that's been allowed. 15% said no. I guess they want their names hidden. I don't think their wives would be very happy if they knew that they voted no.
Yeah. Women I wonder if it was a public vote, if they would have... What would have happened?
What's that?
I wonder if it was a public vote.
It would have been 100%.
Yeah.
Or the guys that weren't married wouldn't care. But it's put pressure on golf clubs like Muirfield, Royal St George's, Royal Troon, who are also on the rota for the Open Championship. They're still way back in the 19th century with no women members of their golf clubs, but I think they'll be under pressure soon to change, and so they should. Mate, wake up, you old toads over there. Yeah. Get with the times.
It does make me laugh, though. They say Augusta even has women's members, but I think it's Condoleezza Rice or something like that.
Two. Yeah. And the lady CEO of, I think it's IBM.
Yeah, that's right.
The lady CEO. They've got two.
So Condoleezza Rice and the boss of IBM,
Yeah.
Big sacrifice they make.
I know. Player of the Year, the PGA of America voted their Player of the Year on the weekend. Guess who?
Rory.
Of course. Absolutely, 100%. And, I mean, it was probably looking more like Martin Keimer up until halfway through the year with his Players' Championship win in US Open. But in the end, Rory, British Open, or the Open Championship, then the WGC Bridgestone Invitational, followed by the US PGA Championship. He had 162 points. Next best was Bubba Watson, which I was a little bit surprised with because I thought Martin Keimer would have been in front of him. Keimer had 52 points and finished third, and then Jimmy Walker with his three victories and a few top tens had 46 points. So... and Billy Horschel was back, and so was Jim Furyk. But thoroughly deserved, Rory McIlroy, no doubt about it. He was a standout at the end of the year, wasn't he? Ryder Cup this week. It's one of the biggest weeks in golf. Probably not so much for Southern Hemisphere, because it's obviously...
it's good theatre, though. It's terrific theatre.
It's different, isn't it?
Yes.
It's team atmosphere, and they really... This has been around since 1927, this tournament, and it just goes off now. It's built superbly. Europe have won 7 of the last 9, and they've won the last 2, 14.5, 13.5. Couldn't have been any closer. It's played at Glen Eagles this year on the centenary course, Jack Nicklaus centenary course at Glen Eagles in Scotland. So you've got to give the Europeans an edge there for sure. But it should be pretty close. And wait till you see Ricky Fowler's haircut that he's turned up over there in Scotland.
Ooh, what's he done?
He's got a crew cut.
Oh, I've seen
US
it.
Army, and he's got USA
written in it. Written
on the side of his scone. That'll fire up the locals.
Gee, he's playing good golf, mate.
Who, Ricky Fowler?
Yeah.
Mate, what about four top five finishes in the four majors this year?
Outstanding.
Only player to do that last, 20, 30-odd years has been Tiger Woods. So, but he's got to win this kid soon. You know, you can't just keep...
I think he's only won at Phoenix, hasn't he?
No, he won at... Where was that?
Did he win at Phoenix? I thought Copperhead he won that.
Course, wasn't it?
He won something.
Copperhead. It was Tampa Bay.
Right.
He won a couple of years ago. But you've got to start winning this guy. I mean, you can't just keep burning millions and go, I'm a great player. You got to win.
Yeah, but he sells some product, mate. All the younger... Well,
yeah.
Yeah, they want one with that Puma gears.
True.
Walking out the door.
It is good for the game, and no doubt about that. Now, Ryder Cup live and exclusive on Fox Sports this week, starting at 4:30 p.m. Friday, which is prime time, eh? You can get home there and rip old Fox on there. It's the Ryder Cup for the next... bunch of hours into the evening, so move over, kids. Get off Nickelodeon. Here comes Dad to watch the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, we look forward to that. Good day,
Brad. Yeah, golf show, obviously, tonight. We've got a Ryder Cup preview tonight, which is fantastic, and also drumandgolf.com for all your specials down there. Wonderful Drum and Golf. We'll lift you gay.
Well done, mate. Good luck to the Roosters.
Yeah, it's going to be a big weekend. I follow the Hawks as well, so it was... Yeah. Good year last year, and it's going to be massive game against Sydney Swans up against Tippett, Buddy, and Goods running around in the full forward this week. That's going to be tough to beat, but it should be a great match. And the other two games are going to be, I hope they're as close as the weekend. They were crackers of games. I was on the edge of my seat. He's 30-0 up. What are you doing, the Roosters, to me?
Yeah. Oh, well, they just had to make it look close. Got a bit tight. Good on you, Bogues. We'll talk next week. Have a good week.